Yes, we're backstage with Jeffrey Kaner, principal flute of the Philadelphia Orchestra, who's about to play Mozart's Flute Concerto No. 1.
Yes, it's great to see you, Susan. I'm looking forward to this. I think it's going to be a really fun performance.
Where does Mozart fit in your musical life as a flute player?
Well, Mozart famously said that he did not like the flute. I think it was probably something that he might have written in a moment of pique. I don't think he really didn't like the flute. Certainly not the flute that we have these days, because he was talking about a completely different instrument. But he wrote so beautifully for the flute. In the piano concertos, for example, the flute parts are magnificent, and in the symphonies, and these concertos that he wrote also. So he clearly was not unsympathetic toward the instrument. It's always a pleasure to play Mozart.
Something that you said in a previous conversation we've had has stuck in my mind. You said, when you're teaching especially, you tell the students every composer has his own language, and Mozart has his own language, and as a flutist, you have to learn Mozart's language. What does that mean?
Well, I don't think that Mozart would ever think as a flute player would. I think Mozart thinks primarily as a pianist or as a singer or as a string player. So when interpreting Mozart, I think it's important for us to try to play in a way that Mozart might have imagined hearing it. In that sense, I tend to try to play the slow movements as though they're soprano arias, like a concert aria that he might have written for voice. Whereas in the fast movements, I tend to try to articulate the way I would listen to, the way I hear pianists articulate in the piano concertos.
So, for example, in this next piece coming up, there's a lot of lively playing in the first movement. How do you approach it?
Well, again, the articulation, I think, has to be very, I don't want to say percussive, because pianists don't think in that way, but very articulated. Not a lot of slurs, because pianists don't really do that so much in fast passages in Mozart. So I try not to do what are sort of standard articulations in the editions of Mozart flute concertos, which tend to always be just too slurred, too-tongued, because that's not the way a pianist would ever think.
So when you play a piece like this, you have a very wide repertoire. You play new works all the time, commissions. When you play a work like Mozart's Flute Concerto No. 1, this work, it's a very familiar piece. You're playing it with your orchestra. Does it give you a certain flexibility to, I won't say play around with it, but experiment and make certain parts of it distinctly your own?
Well, it's a very familiar piece in that I hear it all the time. Students play it constantly. But I, in fact, have not played it here since 1992. So the piece hasn't really been performed by this orchestra since 1992. So in that way, it's like revisiting a very old friend. And I think we're all enjoying just hearing and playing it.
On the website, there's a comment by you that the second movement is like opening a music box with a ballerina.
The second movement for me is particularly charming in a very Viennese way. And it always makes me think of a very, very expensive music box that opens up. And inside is this, you know, beautiful little dancer who moves just so smoothly within the box. And it's just sort of a magical scenario that I have in my own mind for what goes on during that movement.
And the flute is the dancer?
The flute is the dancer, of course.
That's cool. Now, does the type of flute you play influence the way you play it? This whole program has me thinking of historical instruments because of the harpsichord concerto.
Yeah, undoubtedly, if we were playing on period instruments, not only would it sound completely different, but we would probably play them differently. Of course, I cannot play the instrument that they played at that time, you know, with many fewer keys, entirely different fingerings. So that's not something I'd be able to do. But if I were able to do it, I would certainly do it quite differently. In Mozart's time, this would be played really in a much smaller, more intimate space where those instruments would be much more effective.
Right. Well, that's, I guess, why these modern instruments evolved, to fill different spaces and create different sounds. Well, we're really looking forward to it. Thank you so much for talking with us.
It's been a pleasure, Susan.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.